Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. There is nobody that is like him in all the earth. He is truly one of a kind, and we just want to exalt him and lift him up on today. This is the last Sunday of the year. This is the last Sunday of the year. So, oh, I could just say, whoa, what a trying year it has been. What a challenging year this has been. Before we go any further, yellow sheets of paper and red pens, I want you guys to start writing down stuff, because I want you to be empty that you may be able to glorify God and lift him up. Before we go any further, yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want you guys to write down any and everything. I'm going to say it again. Woo! This was a challenging year for us all. This was a trying year for us all. So we want to start writing down this stuff, releasing all this stuff, and letting all this stuff go, because we do not want to take it with us into the next year. This is the last Sunday of the year. So I want you to write down every problem. I want you to write down every concern. I want you to write down every issue. If you got any heartaches, any physical aches, any mental aches, any emotional aches, all that stuff, I want y'all to write it down. I want y'all to write it down and let it go. I'm giving y'all enough time. I'm giving y'all enough time to write all this stuff down and know that God is your keeper. Yes, we done went through some things. We done experienced some things. It's been some challenges in our lives on this year, baby, that we don't even want to think about, let's not talk about. It's some situations that had idiocracy that's caused us to go into a place of despair. It has caused us to go into a place of anger. It has put us in a place of rage. It has put us in a place of being secluded and set apart from everybody else. Baby, it has put us in a place to some of us don't even know whether we coming or going. And when we in the midst of going or doing something, we still in that place of being simply lost. So I want y'all to write down all this stuff.
When God
Thank you, Jesus.
At 90 years old.
Write that stuff down.
Tells her she's about to give
and when you get to writing it down, I want you to put it on the altar. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I need you to look at somebody and say anything.
It's hallelujah. So God says, no
matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed.
Thank you, Jesus.
God says,
thank you, Jesus.
My body's racking with pain, but I...
Thank you, Jesus. It's been challenging.
God says, let me be.
Dear God, as your people write these things down, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and as we come into your presence, Lord, I'm asking you to touch each and every last one of us in this sanctuary. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Touch the ones that's on the way, God. Touch the ones that need to be here and just simply won't come. Touch the ones, Father God, that desire to be here and can't. I'm asking you to touch us in our hearts, our bodies, our minds, and even in our spirits on today. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would help me to decrease, that you may increase, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would let your glory train be in this place on today, God. Open up the hearts of your people that they may be able to accept your word. Open up the minds of your people that they may be able to understand your word, Father God. I'm asking you to open up their bodies on today, Father God, that your word can rest in their hearts. Any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us to be in a place of despair. Any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us to get into a place where we don't think or don't even believe, Father God, that it should be, God. I'm asking you to help us on today to accept some things. Oh, God, I'm asking you to give us some clarity and some things that we do not understand. As we write these things down, Father God, you said in your word, God, that we ought to cast our cares at your feet because you care for us. You said in your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we also come to you, God, which are heavy in our hearts and heavy in our minds, Lord. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to understand your word, God. So take all these things away, Father God, that easily be senseless. Take all these things away, Father God, that put us in a place of despair, of hatred, of bitterness, or complaining, Father God. Take all these things away, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able, Father God, to see your face without a spot or a wrinkle. We need your help on today, Father. We need you to help us in any and every area on today, Father. Even give us a heart of forgiveness, Father God, because it's some things that we even went through this year, Father God, in the name of Jesus. It's hard for us to forgive. It's hard for us to get past it, Lord. I'm asking you to give us a heart of absolutions on today, Father God, that we may be able to get past that thing, God. We may be able to get past that conversation, huh? We may be able to get past that situation, huh? We may be able to get past some stuff, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we don't want these things to put us in a place of being stuck. We don't want these things, Father God, to put us in a place of bondage, Lord, and we cannot break free. So take it all away, God. Take it all away, Jesus. And you don't go shunning it like I see ya. Take it all away, God. We need you to take it all away, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we may be able to lift up a standard for you, Father. That we may be able to see your face, Lord. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to accept some losses, God. Help us to accept some heartbreak, Lord. Help us to accept the reality of the situations. Help us to accept these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Not that you are pulling us down, Father God, and putting us in a place of lack, Lord, but you are helping us, Father God, to break down and break out of some things, Father God, that got us in a place of bondage, Lord. repetitive acts. We don't want to be in this cycle no more, God. Help us, Lord, and break the cycle. Break the cycle. Break the cycle today, God. Oh, my mind, the Lord is showing me a cycle. It's like a cycle. We be okay for a little while and then all hell break loose. It's like a cycle. We be able to get over it for a while and we think we over it. But then it comes back into our mind and we act in the same old way all over again. It's a cycle, says God. Break the cycle, God. Break the cycle, Lord. He called it. That we may be able to see your truth. Break the cycle, Jesus. That we may be able to understand your truth, Father God. And even the things that we're going through, even the things that we're experiencing, Lord. Break the cycle that we may be able to learn what you want us to learn, God. That we may be able, Father God, to press forward. That we may be able, Father God, to move ourselves out the way. Huh. Yeah. He said we got to move out the way. Because we in his way. We in his way, y'all. Help us on today, Lord. He called it. That we get out the way, God. We don't want to be in your way. We don't want to be in your way, Lord. No, God, we don't want to be in your way. Help us on today, Father God, not to be self-willed. That your will may be done in our lives, Lord. That be your go shine it like I see ya. Hold my mind in the local sea. Help us today, God. Help us today, Lord. Hold my mind in the local shine. Help us on today, God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to reach forward, Father God, instead of being stuck. That we may be able to go forward, Father God, that we will be in a place of peace in you, God. Help us on today, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Oh, my mind, nidaloko shan nidalakasi. Help us, Father. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we can get past and get over. Help us, Lord, that we will be able to be sustained in you, God. I'm going to say this again. Whoa, it's been a challenging year for us. It's been a trying time. I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens and write down all this stuff that has challenged you. Write down all this stuff that has caused you to be in a place of despair or a place of lost hope or thinking and believing that it ain't going to get better because it ain't even started getting better yet. I want y'all to write down all these things. That we won't be stuck. The Lord was just saying that it's a repetitive cycle with us. We'll be okay for a moment or we'll be okay about this or we think that we accepted a thing and then we don't. And then we get all emotionally distraught and then we going through that same cycle all over again. It's like we keep repeating the same stuff. And us repeating the same stuff, when I got up this morning, I was like, Lord, this is the last Sunday of the year, Jesus. And it being the last Sunday of the year, Lord, I can't get a do-over of anything that happened. We just can't. I can't change anything that happened or nothing that I said or I done. Because it's already been taking place. Lord, I don't even know what you want me to say today, Jesus. I just know that, whoa, it's been a challenging year for us. When we think or believe that things has changed because we have tried to change, and yet in the midst of us trying to change, it's like a repetitive cycle. We're right back where we started from all over again, when we thought that we have overcame that attitude, or we overcame that situation, or that conversation ain't gonna move me like it used to move me, or that person ain't gonna shake me up like they used to shake me up. But whoo, it's been a challenge, y'all. I'm talking about for me as an individual. You know what has challenged you. I want y'all to write down all this stuff. Because as I was talking to the Lord this morning, He started showing me us. Yet again. He started showing me that we got to remember, when you cross over and you have decided in your mind, in your heart, that I'm finna start living for the Lord and I'm gonna live right, that the challenges that you was going through before you said that is finna get more challenging. It's gonna be more temptations. It's going to be more provocations. People are going to be provoking you. It's going to be more situations that's going to occur. Now, I preached maybe about almost a month ago about it's part of the territory, but I'm going to go a little bit deeper this day. This day today, I want everybody to understand why. And then these challenges, these situations, these concerns, these cycles, and all this stuff that we keep on going through and experiencing, you'll be like, oh, okay, Lord, I know you're doing something. Yeah. Instead of saying, Lord, please do something about that person. Lord, please stop that person. Your perspective of saying, Lord, do something, or you'll be like, Lord, okay, I know you're doing something. Now, he may not be doing nothing in that other person. He could very well be using that person for to do something in you. To help you to get past some stuff. See, we're going to the book of Matthew today. Listen. See, Jesus got a way of helping us to see our own selves as we're looking at somebody else. Did you hear what I say? He got a way of showing us what we don't want to see. And it could be somebody else or even in ourselves. Did you hear what I say? Sometimes we may lose ourselves. We may lose our thought. We may lose a job. We may lose a house. We may lose a man or a woman. We may lose a friendship. We may lose our children. We may lose we may lose something. But what's the cost of it? Is we're going to say, Lord, I need you to do something about that. You're going to be like, Lord, I know you're doing something. See, I'm going to pause that. Listen, because I want y'all to hear this today. When he was talking to me, and he gave me two words that stuck out. Two words stuck out because we don't really understand stuff. The name of the sermon today is The Cross We Bear, or Bear. So, yeah, that's what I say it to. That's what I say it to. Because that man right there broke it all down to me this morning. Can I give y'all the name of the sermon again? The cross that we bear or bear. And then there's a colon behind that. And guess what he said? Our losses. Did you hear me? Our losses or soul searching. Yeah. I was confused too. But God is not a God of confusion. He's not. So he broke it down to me. I'm going to say it again. The name of the sermon is The Cross We Bear or Bear. So the first word is spelled B-E-A-R. And then the second word is B-A-R-E. The cross we bear or bear. And then it's a colon behind that. Our losses or soul searching. See, in the midst of losing something, we ain't searching ourselves. In the midst of thinking something taken away from you, which is a loss, you ain't searching you. You see, I just told y'all that when you begin to say yes, Lord, for real, and things begin to change, it becomes challenging on top of all the other challenges that's challenging you anyway. Things become more troubling to you. That's already a trouble. You get more concerned about certain other things. And in the midst of all that, the enemy try to slide in and make you get scared. Now you're afraid of this and afraid of that because you may lose this or may lose that. Or you ain't got this or you won't have that. If this happened or this occurred. Baby, you get all discombobulated in your mind. And you don't want to bear that cross by yourself. Let me help y'all out. The cross we bear. What is a cross? Now everybody knows it's a cross. It's made out of wood, which is a tree, and it looked like a plus sign. But the middle wood is up a little higher. Now everybody know what that cross is. Now it's another definition for cross. It's an affliction that tries one's virtue, steadfastness, or patience. I didn't know that. Y'all didn't know that, did y'all? Webster said that. See, the name of the sermon is The Cross You Bear or Bear. So, why you say that like that? Because it did. Bear, B-E-A-R. It's something difficult to do or deal with. Is to accept or allow oneself to be subjected to, especially without giving way. In other words, I'm going to bear this burden. I'm going to keep pressing. Bear. B-E-A-R. To have as a feature or characteristics in your identity. So, are y'all getting it? Listen. Is to go on a specified course or in a certain direction. Bear. It's to keep in one's mind or heart. What do you mean by that? Because it's some things and some situations that has troubled me or I done had to deal with that I'm bearing the burden. I'm holding on to it. It's to manage the actions of oneself in a particular way. Now that's B-E-A-R. Because scripture fit approve all this. I promise you, I'm going to prove it. What is bear? It's B-A-R-E. It's being this and no more. Y'all ain't know that, did y'all? B-A-R-E. Listen. It's free from all additions or embellishments. It means you naked, baby. Lacking a usual or natural covering. See, it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like because it's what? Say exposed. Bare. Lacking contents that could or should be present. So y'all got to understand it now. The cross we bear or bear. Because absolutely nothing that you do gonna be in secret. I'm proving.
I'm going to give y'all the scripture today. We're going to go to the book of Matthews. What is our losses or soul searching? To lose is to fail, to win, gain, or obtain. It's to undergo defeat in something. It's to fail to keep, sustain, or maintain. It's to cause to miss one's way or their bearings. Because you can lose your bearings. I say you lose yourself. It's to draw away from something. It's to fail to keep in sight or in mind. That's the stuff that you sweep under the rug or put in your treasure box. It's to free oneself from something. It's to get rid of as useless or unwanted. What is a soul? Everybody know what a soul is? It's a spiritual principle embodied in human beings as a person's total self. It's the moral and emotional nature of a human being. It's an immaterial force within a human being thought to give the body life, energy, and power. It's the quality or qualities that make a thing or a person what it is. So y'all do know that there's good spirits and bad spirits. It's the quality or qualities that make a person what they are. Are y'all getting it? To search is to look into or over carefully or thoroughly in an effort to find or discover something. It's to look at as if to discover or penetrate intention or nature. Let's go to the book, Matthew chapter 16. It's the price of the cross that you got to bear or bear. See, I'm going to go to Matthew 10 first and say this. I just want to say these couple scriptures right quick. It's just a couple of them. It's not a lot. And it's going to explain B-A-R-E. Chapter 10. I'm just going to. Because baby, this thing ministered to me today. Chapter 10, verse 26. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. So in other words, Jesus was talking to his disciples as he was sending them out to go to preach the word. Okay? When you change over from one father to another, from the devil to God, then things are going to get challenging and it's going to get scary to you. But Jesus is telling you not to be afraid. He's telling you not to be afraid. Listen to this. He say, fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body. Because let me sit up here and tell you something, baby. Don't nobody be wanting to hear what I got to say when God done exposed your mess. Don't nobody going to want to hear any of that stuff. He said there ain't nothing going to be hid. So what cross are you bearing? What cross are you bearing? Are you bearing a cross of being exposed and it's causing you to be ashamed? It's causing you to be embarrassed? It's causing you to want to shut down or shut out, or is it? And I know I'm getting ahead of myself because I want to go back to the scripture. Let's go back to Matthew 16. I wanted to say that to you so that you can get what I'm going to say now. Matthew 16. We're going to start at verse 21 because he broke it all down. See, he revealed some things to his disciples. Listen. Chapter 16, we're going to start at verse 21. For that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto you. Why? Because Peter did not want to lose him. This is why Peter said that. But the thing was, Peter did not understand that Jesus had to lose his life that we may be able to gain ours. You understand what I'm saying? So, why are you saying that, Pastor? Because you got to be careful of what you try to rebuke out of your life, because it could be good for you. You better be careful of what you afraid to lose, because that loss could very well save your life. You see, fear, I read the first scriptures first so that y'all can understand this. Fear will cause you to be hesitant in even facing that thing, that person, or that situation of loss. It may be good for you to lose some stuff and some fun. It may be good that some people don't want to be your friend no more. It may be good that sometimes, see, because think about it. Why did Peter rebuke him? Because it was grieving him. Yes, it may grieve you to lose that person or lose that communication. It may grieve you to lose that job. It may grieve you to lose this or lose that, but it may be good for you. But you may not understand it at the time. See, Peter didn't understand it. Why? Because if the devil had allowed Peter to understand it, he would have accepted it. But the devil don't want him to accept it. See, it ain't all the time just you not want to accept it. It's the devil that don't want you to accept it. Because if you don't accept it, then your mind and your thoughts going to be in a whole nother territory. Did y'all? Okay, I'm going to prove it. I'm going to show you. Listen. We in Matthew chapter 16, starting at verse 21. For that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Now he's sharing this stuff with some. How many times you can share stuff with some folk and they how many times you can share stuff with people and they speaking the opposite of what you saying? This is what Peter just did. Listen. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. But Jesus turned and said unto Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan." In other words, listen to this. Why is he telling him to get behind him, Satan? Listen to this. The Bible declares that when Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible says that he started sweating blood and he was crawling and crying out to God. And he said, "Lord God, I don't want to do this." This is what he said. He said, "Father, if it be any way you can, take this cup from me." Ain't that saying, I don't want to do it. Now, his flesh don't want to endure it because he already know what he got to go through, because he just shared it with the people in the phone. Now, his flesh don't want to go through it. But he goes on to say, "Nevertheless, not what I want, but what you want. Nevertheless, let your will be done." See, I'm going to say this again. Whoa, this has sure been challenging. Now, it's some stuff that we ain't want to go through. It's some stuff we ain't want to experience or even accept. Now, the enemy don't want you to accept a whole lot of stuff, because he's the prince of the air. He can deceive you by what you see and even by what you're going through, because you can't see God. So you don't know what he working out in the dark. Is y'all getting it? But you can see all this other stuff and it's in the light. But what you see can take you to that dark place. Okay. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go back to the book. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense to me. Why did that offend him? It offended me because you trying to deter me from doing the will of the Lord. You trying to stop me from doing what I came to do to help you, and you don't even know it. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. And what do he mean by savor? It's to delight in and take pleasure in. Now he telling him, he exposing it. The name of the sermon, the cross we bear up there, B-A-R-E. He exposing that thing that's really down in the inside of his heart. You delight in the things of the world. You delight in having this and having that and doing this and doing that. You really don't delight in absolutely nothing that I'm delighting in, and my delight is in you, and you don't even know it. See, sometimes it's good to lose something or somebody because it could very well benefit you, and you don't even know it. Listen to this. Then said Jesus unto his disciple, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. To deny is to refuse, to admit or acknowledge something, is to restrain oneself from gratification of desires, is to refuse to accept the existence of the truth of that validity of. See, I got to deny my, okay. You telling me, I'm going to say this again. Woo! This just show up and challenge. So, I got to deny myself and pick up my cross. You said, deny myself and take up my cross. And then follow you. First and foremost, a cross is an affliction that tries one's virtue, steadfastness, or patience. So, I'm finna be tried. You finna see if I'm gonna be steadfast and firm, and I won't be so easily moved. So you're going to give me that promise, but you're going to hold that promise to me until you get ready, so you're teaching me patience too. And you're doing all this at one time while people coming up against me, because I took y'all to Matthew 10 and I read. I done lost my job. I done lost my family. My children. My life is in chaos. You telling me that I gotta bear this cross and I've lost all this stuff and about to lose my mind? Is that what you're telling me? So I got to deny all this stuff and then follow you in the midst of all this? That's what you want me to do? See, this is the part of soul searching. That's what you want me to do. When I don't even know what I'm going to eat. And I'm hungry. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills because I lost my job. And I ain't got no money saved. You want me to bear that cross. When you said you was going to supply all my needs. Are y'all getting it? Listen to this. It gets a little deeper. Listen to this. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. So when you say yes, Lord, you actually saving your life while you losing this. Listen, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. So why you think you losing a whole bunch of stuff? He just detaching some of that stuff from you so that your life will be saved. What is it not to have life in Christ? What the next scripture. For what is a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? See, because there's a whole lot of times that we got a tendency of compromising in the midst of these challenges. We compromise not just our soul salvation, baby, but we compromise our character because a person has said a thing or acted a certain kind of way and they made me to lose myself. So am I going to exchange from losing myself because I need to get my point across or I need to say what I got to say? No, I'm going to deny that and I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to deny that. Ooh, but it's everything in me, baby. I'm swallowing blood. Why? Because I done bit a hole in my tongue because I can't talk. I'm going to deny myself. Why am I going to deny myself? Because the Bible, Jesus teaches us to do it another way. He said, don't render evil for evil. That's what he said. He said, don't try to get revenge. Don't be grudging. He said, so I'm not going to lose myself. I'm not going to lose my life in exchange for to show you who I am. I'm not going to be the bigger person and knock you out. But I'm going to be a bigger person and walk away from you. Call me out my name. You call me a what? Oh. So, I'm not going to try to... Are you trying to embarrass me? I'm going to deny all them thoughts in my mind so that I won't be evil towards you. And then people said, I lost all respect for her because she's such and such and such and such and she's such and such and such and such and she, I thought she was going to do this and she ain't nothing but a... I'm going to deny that. I'm going to deny that because I ain't got to prove absolutely nothing to you and to nobody else. And get off my phone. Don't call me with that. And you know you better not knock at my door. Because I'm going to be looking at... Because I always have my front door open. I don't care whether it's hot or cold. I have my door open. And so you're going to walk up and you're going to see... And I'm just going to be looking at you and you're going to be like, you ain't going to open the door. And I'm just going to be looking at the TV like you ain't even there. Because I'm going to deny some things. See, I got to read this scripture one more time. Listen to this scripture. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. You cannot save yourself. You cannot experience life in an abundance by putting your trust in a job. Because if you lose it, while you're trying to save it, you're going to lose you. Are y'all getting it? You cannot save that relationship, whether it's a friendship, whether it's an intimate ship, whether it's a ship. You can't save it. Because you're going to lose you. Because what are you going to exchange in trying to save it to keep from losing it? We go through so many extincts in it because, ooh, they sure is a good provider. And they do this and they do that. But they do this and they do that. Now, you may not tell nobody because you don't want nobody to know what they really doing to you because it's embarrassing. But the persona that is shown to see, you trying to save it because you don't want to lose that money. Buy money. You losing your life. How is you losing your life? You losing your very self because you will forget who you are. Or you'll sit back thinking like, I can't believe I did that. Or you'll get to doing things out of the ordinary for to try to prove to them that you, I don't want to lose us. I don't want to lose. Baby, you can take any and everything. Baby, I done left it all before. I don't, because just like I got that, I can get it again. Did you hear what I say? I don't give a rat's tail about that stuff. Listen to this. Listen to the next one. For whosoever would save his life shall lose it. And whosoever would lose his life for my sake shall find it. How is you going to find it? For the Bible says that Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So in other words, he don't want you to lose your mind, but he wants you to lose your thoughts in your mind. See, because your thoughts inside of your mind will cause you to get out of character. And if you lose those thoughts inside of your mind, you may find some peace. Because you're not going to be thinking about that stuff that's inside of your thoughts that got you all discombobulated. I'm talking about saving your own self. You can save your own self by simply denying that thought. You can share something with somebody and they could try to say something of the opposite of what you're trying to say. Baby, why they trying to tell you, no, you can't do that. Baby, don't let nothing define you that happened in your past. I said from the beginning, if you have crossed over and say, yes, Lord, or I'm going to, yes, it's going to be challenges. Yes, it's going to be some things that's going to come before you. It's going to be some people that you lose in your life, a friendship, baby, of a person that you never thought that would do a certain other thing to you. Beat your own mama, your dad. You're going to lose some stuff. You're going to lose some jobs. Because God wants you to see. I sent my son Jesus that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I got a plan for you that is good. Now, you may think it's bad because I allowed you to lose this and you ain't got none. But how about I'm trying to teach you how to get life in me by seeking me first? That you may have this life. Why you think I said let not your heart be troubled? I don't want you to bear that thing. The cross you bear or bear. B-E-A-R-B-A-R-E. So you want to carry all these troubles. I say come on you that labor and are heavy laden. And when I say labor, baby, it's when you trying to prove some stuff to folk. It's when you trying to make somebody think or believe a certain other thing. It's when you trying to get over a thing that you're still carrying. You bearing some stuff that didn't happen. Ooh, not just this year, but what about all them other years? I'm not going to bear that cross. I ain't got to bear that cross because Jesus came that he can heal my broken heart. He said he want to set the captives free. I ain't got to put my own self in a jail or thinking and believing that I got to do this or act a certain kind of way or because you think and believe that I should be. My question is today, who am I? Do I even know who I am? I don't know who I am because I'm trying to portray something so you can believe that I'm this and I'm not even that. We don't have to accept certain other things. Why? Because we don't want to accept the truth. We don't want to accept the truth. How can we have this life of freedom when we don't want to accept the truth? The truth is just what it is. He had me to tell y'all what his soul was, which is spirit. He had me to tell y'all about the bear, B-E-A-R, and B-E-A-R. B-A-R-E, I'm sorry. He had me to give y'all all the definitions to this stuff. And then he said the soul search. Are we really soul searching our own selves for to be free? This is the last Sunday of the year. Any and everything that happened before this time, you can't get a do-over and you cannot change it. Stop bearing it. Stop carrying it. Any and everything that you even thought that should have been or could have been or wasn't going to be or how it could be, let it go. It's okay to lose some stuff. You just try not to lose your mind. Because if you lose your mind, you're going to lose your character. You're going to lose your dignity. You're going to lose your self-worth. And what is you exchanging that for? To simply lose your life? And you think the life is to have all the glamour, the big cars, and the big old houses, and all the money in the bank account? Baby, you could take all that. If I ain't got no peace, I done already lost my life. Did you hear what I say? Because the Bible declares the more you got, the less sleep you get. Did you hear what I say? Are you hiring folk to watch you so you can sleep? And what kind of life is that? Just as fast as you give it, you're giving it away. I'm just saying, what kind of life? We talking about saving our lives in Christ. He said you got to take up your cross. He didn't say pick it up. He said take it up. Because, baby, when you taking something, you got to take yourself back. Because the enemy wants you to lose it all. He wants you to lose it all. I was in conversation with somebody on the phone yesterday, and in the midst of me talking to them and explaining some things to them, and then was talking about and giving them examples of some people that I know experienced this thing and what I visibly saw with my own eyes. They asked me the question also, it's just over for me. I say, absolutely not. So what if I had to say, yeah, it is, what would they have done to that person or for that person? All is not ever lost, not in Christ Jesus. Because don't y'all know my best days of my life was being in him? Oh, Jesus, I'm telling you, to lose it all. Literally to lose it all. I was sleeping in my car with me and my kids and used my clothes for cover. To lose it all, have it all one day and the next have absolutely nothing. Did not even know what we were going to eat. I say, you know what, Lord? I never went and asked him why. I said, Lord, whatever your will is, because you said that you was going to supply my every need. I ain't going to even worry about it. I threw it all at him because before then, I couldn't stop thinking about what was next. And that caused fear. That caused fear of the unknown. When you done lost something or even think you going to lose something, it causes fear. I guess I'm the only one. It causes fear. It causes you to try to figure it out and work it out when you don't even know how to get out of it. Did you hear what I say? Baby, if you ain't on the phone, you up half of the night and trying to think of a plan, a master plan, when you ain't went to the master and he got the plan. This is what we do as human beings. And what is the fittest of the survival of the fittest? We got to make it happen because ain't nobody else going to do it. It's about me and mine. Is it really about you and yours? I experienced that. The Lord told me, he said, you got to stop being so worried about your children. He said, because they got their own journey. They grown. They got their own journey. You could pray for them. You could stand in the gap for them. But they have to go through, just like I went through experiences and had to go through stuff in it. They got to go through their own in order to get to a place in Jesus to say, okay, I choose you instead of the world. I'm not going to exchange my soul for this. I'm not going to. So I was talking to somebody the other day. I don't even remember who I was talking to, but we were talking about, they brought up the conversation about P. Diddy and everything that's going on with him. And so in the midst of them talking about him, I was listening to him. And then they started talking about all these other stars. And then I said this, I say, Have you ever wondered what price they paid in order to live the life that they have lived? I say because it's a lot of times that we think and believe that it's talent or it's this or it's that or that. I say because if you pay attention, you know, when think about Beyonce and all the other people, and I'm saying the names, I don't give a rest to you. Of all the people and the different folks and that made the money, and they ain't got to be singers. It could be Bill Gates. It could be any other people in the folk. What did they really exchange for the glamour and all this? Because if you pay attention, I mean really pay attention, because I pay attention to everything. And I'm just giving an example. When Beyonce first started out, she used to always talk about God. And she used to always say this and always say that. And then after a few years went by or whatever, then the next thing you know, she wearing horns. And she took up, I mean, presenting you. I mean, y'all got to think about how people shift and change. What is it to gain the world and lose your soul? I mean, I think about Prince and I think about Michael Jackson, because Prince was a child prodigy. He was gifted even as a kid. In the midst of Prince being gifted like that, you know, he can play every instrument that was ever made, even a synthesizer. And he also can sing and do all this. They shifted. And if you pay attention of how, y'all gotta pay attention to stuff. And then the next thing you know, when they get to that place and get to that point, he stood up before everybody and he said he had everything that he ever wanted or ever, it's nothing more than even that. And then next thing you know, he did. And Michael Jackson. I mean, all these, that what they was in their 50s. I'm in my 50s. I'm 57. I think about what did they exchange? Because it's only so long that you can play that game. I was reading this article about this man, you know, he was an atheist. And in the midst of him being an atheist all his life, he was just so against God. And so when he got ready to die, his wife said, he looked up and said, oh my, right before he died and took his last breath. I'm going to look up that article and bring it to y'all. He said, oh my, I made a big mistake. I shouldn't have never served the devil. Just like that, she's saying, then he took his last breath. And she said the expression on his face stuck with her. Because she said his eyes was real buck. And it was like he was in a place of fear. And then he took his last breath. And that's how he died. That's how his face was. It was maybe about three of them. This other man that died. He said, oh, Jesus. I should have just served you. And then he died. So I say these things because I want everybody in here to consider, what is you going to exchange for your salvation? Are we constantly going to continue to compromise our own selves? Yellow sheets of paper, red pens. Are we really going to compromise and not try with every effort and everything inside of us to change. Because Jesus know it ain't going to be easy. That thing that you go to do, that you need to do, and you go to do, you do not. But that thing that you don't want to do, that's that thing that you're going to cleave to. Don't you know the enemy is going to keep trying to test you and tempt you and keep bringing you that thing that you enjoy so, or that person or that situation or that. You understand what I'm saying? We as people, what are we going to exchange for our soul? I want to be free. I want to be free from worrying about, if I ain't got the money to pay the bill and they send me a shut off notice, okay. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to go out there to rob Peter to pay Paul. I ain't going to try to borrow no money I can't pay back. If I come to you and ask you for some money, I'm going to ask you for exactly what I want. And then I'm going to say, I ain't going to be able to pay you back now. That's just me. I ain't going to be able to pay you back. If I come to you, you best believe I got to need it. I'm not just coming to you to see if you're going to give it to me. Or if you won't, or where your heart at towards me. And then why are you giving it to me? You trying to prove to me something? You ain't got to prove nothing to me. Oh, wait a minute. Am I exchanging my trust in the Lord for my trust in you? Baby, you would even lose. Let me tell you something. God will make it where when you do go to somebody, everybody say no. Or they ain't got it. So is you gonna lose your thought towards them because they ain't got it? Or they do this for somebody else, but they won't do it for me. I don't care what nobody do for nobody else. All I know is God is using this situation or this circumstance or this challenge in my life to get me in a place where he want me to trust him. He want me to acknowledge him in all my ways. I'm not fit to be losing myself, my mind, my dignity, or even my virtue. Because let me tell you something. Baby, if I didn't have it, I'm going to make sure I have it. I'm going to say this, you got to pay to play. Because I'm going to make it happen. And that's just how I was. So you see somebody from your past and they see how you was or whatever. And they say, oh, I know, oh, you this now. And you used to do the baby. My past don't do not. Did you hear what I say? My past don't even exist no more. I can't get a do-over and I can't change it. And guess what? I'm not ashamed of it. It does not embarrass me. And I'm saying it, and I'm saying it out loud because God delivered me and showed me that I ain't got to trust in me because I can trust in him, that I won't have to be me. So I had to deny myself. I had to deny that temptation. I had to deny that manipulation. I had to deny that, oh yeah, that deceit. And that, oh yeah, I had to deny that. I had to deny me just so that I could be pleasing in the sight of God. It don't matter what it looked like. Yeah, I lost some friends. One of my friends told me, she was like, fixing to take, because they call me fixing to take, because I said, I'm fixing to go do this, I'm fixing to go do that. So she used to call me fixing to take. She said, fixing to take. She said, I love you and I love you so much. She said, but you have changed and now you living for the Lord. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I can't be your friend no more because you don't want to get high. You don't want to. She said, but I love you. I said, I love you too, baby, and I ain't getting high. I accept it. Some people don't want to accept the loss of a friend. And we are really, really close. Now, mind you, every time something happened to her, she called her friend. When they told her she had cancer and was going to die, she called me to pray. She living today. When they told her she wasn't going to walk again after she had a major stroke, she called me, and she's struggling to walk today. Why? Because she trusted in the wrong somebody. See, that other prayer was just to stand in the gap and for God to prove himself. It wasn't absolutely nothing I did. I just touched and agreed with you that it wasn't kidding. But when you kept calling and you was calling, thinking and believing that I was the sole source of it, baby, he had to show you some things. You got to trust in God and not in the person or the individual. Because they are absolutely nothing without God. You understand what I'm saying? See, God used people to get their attention about him. You're going to lose some friends. You're going to lose that person that say they love you and I do anything. Okay, well, I don't want to have sex no more. I just don't want. Oh, so you just going to stop? You just going to take. You may lose that person because you won't get in the V position. Or drop it like his eye. You may lose that person. You know, is it gonna have you in a place where you, oh, I don't know. It had me like, I'm like, oh man, what did I, so what do I, I'm gonna have to do it or he gonna leave me. Well, leave me then. But before, I ain't wanna do that. I ain't wanna do that because I wanted to prove to him that I love him. And then I'm like, okay, Lord, you already know my heart. Do I really know your heart? No. I know that you savors the things of men and not of me. I read that scripture today. I delight in other stuff besides him. And so I kept on praying. I said, oh, Lord, you got to help me. Baby, and then when I tried to lay on my back and get in that V position that last time, baby, it was almost, I just bust out crying. I said, I can't do this. He said, what? What's wrong? And I ain't even did nothing yet. I said, you ain't, because I can't. You see what I'm saying? But he had to use somebody to help me. And in the midst of me fearing of that loss, we best friends today. Best friend, best of friends. Cause they in the bed together and he know he better not touch nothing. All he got to do is look. For real. Best friend. Need a prayer, he called me. Need to talk, he called me. He need that. I wouldn't give a rat's tail what it is. He called me Lenore and called my daughter Levy. Because her name Levette. I'm telling you. When we get in our minds, in our hearts, I received my life. So in the midst of me receiving my life, then I had a major stroke. And all the while I was laying there paralyzed from my neck down, the devil was telling me, see, and people were standing all around. I couldn't talk, couldn't walk, couldn't do nothing. And they talking all this negative stuff. But I kept hearing the Lord say, I'm not going to heal you, but I'm going to make you whole. Now, mind you, I could have fed into what the doctors were saying and everybody else was saying and what the devil was saying. I could have fed into that stuff. But I was like, Jesus, this is just another challenge. He teaching me how to trust him in every area of my life, not just in the finances because he took care of me and my kids when I had nothing. But in my health issues, knowing that he is able, I'm not going to exchange my trust in the doctors of medicine when I already exchanged my life, when the Lord already exchanged his life for me to have it. He exchanged his life that I may have life. So if I lose it all, I done gained everything that I need. What is that? And it's just Jesus. It's just Jesus. So don't. The Bible says when these things come upon you, count it all joy. Count it all joy. It's okay. Don't be afraid of losing no job. Don't be afraid of losing no friends or no family members or no husbands or no wives. Don't be afraid. Do not fear says God. He said, but be afraid of the one that can put your soul in heaven or hell. We not afraid of God. Because we do what we want to do, when we want to do it, how much ever we do it, and as often as we want to do it. And then what we say, this our royal scripture we use for ourselves in life. He know my heart. He sure do. That's why he keep telling you your heart is going to have you burning, baby. That's why he keep telling you your heart is wicked and evil. That's why he keep telling you. You see what I'm saying? If I don't want to lose my attitude, then I'm going to lose my. Because the Bible said, be at peace with one another. He said, be kind. He said, be pleasant. He said, love one another. He said, respect one another. He said, have self-control. So if I lose it all, then what am I really losing? You see what I'm saying? What am I exchanging to lose it all? I hope y'all getting it today. For real, for real. It's okay to lose some stuff. Let me tell you something. God, every good and perfect gift come from above, and he add no sorrow to it. I would not give a rat's tail when nobody say how they said or what I have experienced in my own life at this moment, in this time, that once I lose, it seems like I gain more once I lose it. Don't you know when you lose something, God got something better in store for you? He just wants you to be able to accept the loss that you may be able to receive the gain. Best song, no pain, no gain. How can you gain anything if you don't go through nothing? You ain't gonna even gain common sense if you don't go through learning sense. Let me say that again. And it's just the rule of it. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want y'all to write down any and everything that causes you to be in a place of fear of losing. Yeah. I may have to go in the office and get some more paper. Because loss is scary. I mean, who's afraid of being homeless? Who afraid of dying? You know? Who afraid? I'm just saying, who afraid of being by themselves? It's a whole lot of stuff that we are afraid of losing. Sometimes the Lord needs to get you by yourself so that you can gather yourself and know who you are in yourself. He needs to separate you from some people, some folk, and some foolishness so that you can. We're going to get it right this time. We're going to stop putting anything and everybody up above God. I don't care if your children, your husband, your wives, your job, your bank account. I don't care if it's your health. I don't give a rat's tail what it is. Any and everything that you know and even thought that you put up higher than God, I want you right now to write it down on that sheet of paper and put it on that altar. Write down all this stuff. Write down all this stuff. We done put too much above God, and it causes us to go into a place of fear. And when we go into that place of fear, then that's when doubt creep in. And when doubt creep in, then that's when non-belief come in. And when non-belief come in, then guess what? You cannot please God whatsoever, no way, no form, and no fashion. So right now, on this day, this last Sunday of the month, I want y'all to write down any and everything that causes you to be afraid. Any and everything that causes you to be afraid of losing. Any and everything that you have already lost, I want you to let it go today, because guess what? He got something greater for you. Any and everything that you even think inside of your mind that has caused you or caused it to be a strain on your brain and a burden, a heavy weight, you got to pick up your cross and you got to bear it. You got to carry it. It ain't just part of the territory, baby. It get weighty sometimes. When Jesus was carrying a cross and he had already suffered so much torment, so much pain, physically, mentally, emotionally, he had suffered so much stuff until that cross was so heavy for him to carry. The Bible says that somebody else came and helped him carry it. Sometimes you need somebody to help you to see the burdens that you're bearing. Sometimes you need somebody to help you to carry these things that you won't carry them all by yourself. And who better else to give it to than Jesus? Write down that stuff. Yeah, what she said, lost everything, but I still got you. You got to change the way you think. You got to change the way you act. You got to change the way that you approach a thing. You got to change the way you even walk away from a thing. Oh, ha! The Lord just showed me. Let me tell y'all what he just showed me. He showed me that when we make up in our mind that we're going to walk away from something, we walk away a lot of times and we look back. He said when you walk away, keep walking and don't look back. Did you hear what I say? Because Lot's wife did that. Lot's wife was afraid to lose the lifestyle that she had. See, it's a lot of people still trying to hold on to that old lifestyle, and that's why they can't stop being so selfish. Because I used to do this, and I used to have this, and I ain't do this, and I couldn't do this because I could just go and do this and do this. You don't want to lose that lifestyle because you're still holding on to that lifestyle. And because you're holding on to that lifestyle, it's causing you to be selfish. It's causing you to be bitter. It's causing you to think and believe that God did this thing on purpose. But baby, it's good that you lost it, because if you didn't, you would not have known that you was walking in pride. Are y'all getting it? It's good to lose some things, because he got greater for you. If it had not been for the pressing and the shaking, baby, he couldn't make you. It's good to lose some stuff. We may need to lose some stuff. It's good to lose some friendships, baby, because these friendships really weren't a friendship. They was just a ship. And ships just be passing through. And every now and then you'll hear that horn. Ooh. Ooh. It's out just like that too. Sometimes it's good to lose some things. Because when you depend on that thing so much, or that person so much, then you done forgot who really is the sole source and the essence of it all. Baby, you got to walk away from some things and don't be like Lot wife and look back. Don't look back. Sometimes you got to walk. This is the kicker right here. Listen to this. The Bible declares that when the angel was telling Lot and his wife and his girls to leave, he told them to hurry and tarry not. When you're in a hurry, that means you're walking real fast, or either you're running when you're in a hurry. So the Bible says that he told them not to tarry and to hurry. And so in the midst of them hurrying, the Bible says Lot's wife stopped and looked back. And when she looked back, she turned into a pillar of salt. Let me say this to you, and I'm going to say it real loud. Don't get stuck in what was. Don't get stuck in what was. Don't look back. That's why he say don't dwell on that past. He say keep moving forward. Press towards the mark. Because some things get old. You don't look back. When you walking away or running away or in a hurry to get away, don't look back, because you may get stuck. And if you get stuck, some things will pass you by and you still won't know who you are. You've been lost yourself so until it's hard for you to walk away. It's hard for you not to look back. It's hard for you to face the loss. Face the loss. Face the loss. God knows what's best for you. Write down these things. Put them on the altar. Prepare us to accept this stuff. We don't want to accept some stuff. There's so much we don't want to accept because we're afraid of losing it. After y'all write these things down, please put them on the altar. And then stay on the altar and pray for yourself. Listen to these words. We can't get ready if we're still holding on to stuff that we don't want to lose. We can't get ready if we keep exchanging some things. We can't. Sometimes we even get to the point of the verge of losing our very minds. We don't want to lose our minds. I'm just going to thank the Lord for the loss. Because if I did not lose this or did not lose that or did not, I would not have ever known the riches of God. And we all broke down. Thank you, Jesus. Beyond what you see, because we probably can't see that thing because we don't understand. Jesus, prepare us. Prepare us. We got to be ready, y'all. We want to pass this test. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, pay attention to these words. These sacrifices that we may be able to have life in abundance. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Hey. Lord, you know what's best for us. Thank you, Jesus. Touch us, Lord. Touch us, Lord, in our hearts as we write these things down. Oh God, we don't want to keep being messed up. We don't want to keep holding on to none of this stuff, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and exchanging our salvation or our sense of worth. Oh God, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your will, your way, and your purpose will be done in our lives, Lord, as we empty out ourselves unto you right now. Lord, you have allowed us to see the last Sunday of the year. You got a new beginning for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You got a plan for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I'm asking you right now to give us a heart of acceptance. Give us a heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to accept what's next without any fear. Give us a heart of acceptance, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to accept your truth, Father God, because of some things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to go into a place of fear, and we just do not want to accept it, Lord, because we do not want to lose it. Be it a person, Father God, be it a situation, Lord, be it a job, be it a concern, God, it does not matter what it is, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to remove that spirit of fear on today of loss, Father God. Even if it's losing our lives, Lord. Oh God, we just want to be in you. I'm asking you to touch each and every individual, each and every situation and concern that we have placed on this altar, Lord, because you know exactly, Father God, what we need and what we don't need. You know what needs to be severed from our lives, Father God. You know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, he called it any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that need to be away from us, God. I'm asking you right now to sever these things, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to detach these things, Lord. We do not want to compromise our salvation. We do not want to hold on to these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to be easily besetted or even stuck. We don't want to be stuck, Father God. We don't want to be stuck and keep looking back. We don't want to keep looking in the back of the oko, see at that thing, Father God, that has caused us, Father God, to be sinking and sinking. We don't want to keep looking back at that thing, Father God, that causes us to be able not to forgive the unforgivable or even accept the unacceptable. So, Lord, right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we want to give it all to you, Father God, because you say, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all that's to be added on to us. So we're not going to be afraid of some things, Father God, that was subtracted from our lives, Lord. We're not going to be afraid of these things, Lord. So I'm asking you right now, Father God, to give us a heart of acceptance. That even as you take these things away, Father God, that you got a better thing for us. You got a better person for us. You got a better situation, Lord. Whatever it is, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we casting it down at your feet right now. We casting it down at your feet right now because we know that you can handle it. We know that you can take care of it. We know that you can fix it. We know that you can change it. We know that you can rearrange it. Oh God, we're giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we asking you, Father God, to even circumcise our hearts and remove these things from our hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can lose any and everything out of our hearts that's not like you, God, and that we will be pleasing in your sight. Put coals of fire on our tongue that it burn up any and everything that's not like you, Lord, that we will not ever speak negative again, but we'll always speak positive. We may not understand what you're doing, Father God, and we may not even see what you're doing, but we know you're doing something, and you do your best work in the dark. So we asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to allow any and everything that you have spoken of our life to become fruition in our lives, Lord, and that we will not backtrack, and that we will not practice going through these cycles and these repetitive acts, God. Oh Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not even allow ourselves to be disdained. Oh God, in retrograde, going in a different or opposite direction. Oh God, I'm asking you to help each and every last one of us, Father God. Every prayer that's on that altar, Lord, in the name of Jesus, they call it Begosha, they call it Sereloko, see. Oh, Badaloko, Sherema, Kareloko, Sana. Oh, Mama, Nedeloko, Shiriloko, see, like I see, that they can see. Oh, Mama, Nedeloko, see, that they can see. Madeloko, see. I'm asking you to consider every prayer. Remove any hidden motives, any hidden motives, any hidden intentions. Oh, Mama, Nedeloko, Sereloko, see. Oh, Mama, oh God, breathe on your people today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it a Kosia. Even as I get ready to anoint your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to breathe on us all today, Father God. Breathe on us, Father God, and give us a fresh breath. Give us a new anointing. Give us a new direction. Oh, Mama, oh God, that we may do what you design us to do. That we may act the way you design us to act. That we may be elevated inside of you, Father. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we will not look back and we will not get stuck. But we will enter into this new year with a new attitude. A new thought, a new direction, a new perspective. I'm asking you to help us all today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we're not going to a place of bitterness or hate, Father God, a holding on to something, Father God, that we have no control over. But Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, God. I'm asking you to redirect some things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we had not even no control over, Father God. Because in the midst of us trying to control these things, God, it's got all discombobulated. And it is not an idiot go shot in it like I see. So I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God. I want to release it all. We want to release it all, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you may be able to take it up, Lord. We want to carry our cross, Father God. And even in taking up our cross, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we will not allow it to weigh us down, but we're going to be steadfast and unmovable. Oh, my mind, that it'll go shut down. We're going to be steadfast and unmovable, Lord. We're going to stand firm. So we're asking you to help us on today, Lord, because sometimes it get kind of hard. Sometimes we get weary. Sometimes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do want to look back. But we're not going to let our past define our future, because you said that we got some value. You said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we are going to submit it like I see. Oh, my mind, that you want to do your best work inside of us. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it today. I'm asking you to do it for us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not keep repeating these things over and over, because any and everything that we experience or even we go through is for our learning. It's for our learning, God. Let us be able to learn whatever it is that you're trying to teach us, Father God, that it will not have to keep being repetitive inside of our lives. And if by chance it is repetitive, Lord, I'm asking you to give us a heart to accept, Father God, that you're trying to show us something else. You're trying to teach us something else instead of the same thing. Lord, I'm asking you to wipe away every tear that your people, had to shed on this year, Father God, and that they be Okosia. I'm asking you to open up their hearts, Father God, that they may be able to accept life in you, God. I'm asking you to open up their minds on today, Father God, that their thoughts will be able to accept life in you, God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, that we won't be so easily moved and exchange our life for this life. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to have some peace. Peace in our hearts, peace in our homes, peace in our bodies on today, God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we release these things unto you. Help us on today, Father God, in sometimes things are just a convenience. People use us just for a convenience. Sometimes things are just done just because they have no other choice. Which they do have a choice, but they choose it to be no other choice. Because afraid of loss. Some people just try to stick around because they don't want to lose the benefits or the convenience. Some people just want to stick around because they know that if and if not, the what ifs. So I want y'all to be encouraged on today and not to be afraid of it, of losing absolutely nothing or nobody. Please, don't allow yourself to be engaged and entrapped, and then you get to thinking about the what ifs or the what was, and then you look back instead of running from it. Are y'all following me today? I hope y'all listening to me today. Some people and some things that the Lord has. So this is why he's trying to break all this stuff up. You know, open your eyes. You know what's best for you. Thank you.
loving you. And it's hard for you to deny that thing that you think is in your course. Oh, God, touch your heart. Lord, we got to accept the loss.
Just say, Lord, do it for me. Because it's hard for you to do it on your own.
Yes, Lord.
You've been trying for years. You've been trying for years. Lord, take away all that old stuff, Lord, that I keep holding on to. All that hurt. All that pain. Do it for me, Lord. You done tried to get rid of it. Ha. You don't try. Just say, Lord, do it for me. Do it for me, Lord. Because if you don't do it, can't no, it can't be done. I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to stop it. I didn't even try to do it. Sometimes you gotta accept some things. It's okay. Accept it that you may be able to receive what he got for you. For real. I accept that this happened. I accept that they happened. I accept they said this. I accept they said that. I accept it all. So now, Lord, I need you to do something for me. The only thing I need you to do for me is free me from that old. Free me from it, Lord. Give me the strength to walk away from it. I'm leaving it right here at this altar today. He called it an okosia. I'm leaving it right here with you, Lord, because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I don't want to keep carrying it. I don't want to keep holding it because it's a burden. I don't want to be burdened down. I'm bearing too much of it. I don't want to keep holding on to it, Lord. I thought I got rid of it. I thought I was over it, but I'm not. I want to get over it, Lord. I want to get over it, God. Hey! Do it for your people, God. Hold my mind in high. This is the last day they're going to bury it, God. This is the last day that they're going to deny it. Oh, my mind, man, I'm gonna go shana. Give him a heart to accept the truth. Oh, my mind, man, I'm gonna go see that they won't keep looking back. That they won't allow them looking back to react in their now. In their now. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it for your people, God. Because we can't do it on our own. We can't do it on our own. We can't. We can't do it on our own. Do it, Lord. Help us to forgive the unforgivable. Because it may be hard. But you can do it, Lord. Do it for me. Lord, help us, Lord. To stop looking back at the thing that's unforgivable. We're giving it to you right now. We're releasing it to you right now. Do it for us, Lord. Do it, Lord. We done tried to do it. It gets harder and harder, don't it? Lord, do it for me. I'm asking you to do it for me as I stand in the gap for your people, that you do it for them. Because you're the only one, Father God, that can bring it into fruition. Everything that you already planned for your people, for their future, God, let it manifest in their lives, Lord, as they release the old. Release the old. Just release the old, y'all. And watch your new be manifested in your life. I'm going to say it again. Because I think it's so heavy. Release the old, that new can be manifested in your life. Visibly. 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 Do it for us, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it for us, Lord. Right now, God. Right now, God. We don't want to wait till tomorrow. So we're giving it to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are not just able, but you are capable. Strip it from us, God. Strip that hurt, strip that pain, strip those regrets. Do it for us, Lord. Fix it. Fix it, Lord. Oh God. Touch each and every last one of us individually, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch us on today. Everything that you spoke, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let it ponder the hearts of your people, that their thoughts, God, will become new. Their mind will become new. Their heart will become new. Give us a heart of flesh. Give us a heart of flesh. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. I was talking to this individual on last night, and in the midst of me talking to them, I made a statement to them, and they just did not want to hear, but they needed to accept the truth. I said, you may be mad at me right now, baby. I said, but you already know I'm going to tell you the truth. We got to accept the truth, y'all. Let's deny the lie and just simply accept it, that we may be able to accept what God has for us. We gotta do it. Father God, you know us individually, and you know what each and every last one of us need. You number the hairs on our head. Cover us and comfort us, Father, as we enter into the new. I ask you to consider these prayers even now, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated if you want to. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for simply being who He is in our lives, y'all. I really do. These last sermons over the last month has really helped me. I don't know about nobody else. Because I'm not taking nothing into my future. On this Tuesday, which is December the 31st, we're going to be right here in this sanctuary at 10 o'clock. We're bringing the new year in praying. Y'all do know that I serve food every year. So just know, tell somebody. Invite somebody. New Year's Eve celebration. This was the last Sunday of the month, of the year, of the month and of the year. God wanted us to release some things and understand that it's okay to lose some stuff. It's okay to lose some people. it may be best for us, you guys. Don't forget that. So therefore, do not fear of loss. Did y'all hear me? The cross we bear, y'all, or bear. It may be tight, but it's right. It may be heavy and weighty, but God will lift it all up off of us. In that, you should have some peace, because you know that He is able. Time I hear this record, I just think about, we'll be doomed if it was not for Him. God did it just for us. I love you guys so much. I love you to bits and pieces. This was the last Sunday of the year, you guys. Everything that you put on that altar, please leave it on that altar. I guess everybody felt like because they coming on Tuesday, they ain't have to come on Sunday. Baby, I want all the church in Jesus I can get. For real, for real. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering, you guys. The Bible declares that we are to give God 10% of our increase. So whatever you get, all He wants is 10%. He is not a greedy God. Listen. Y'all ain't got to take this stuff back with you. Don't take it back with... Let me stop this song. Because I got to say this. God knows any and everything that you went through on this year, the year before and all that. Today is the day that you let it all go. Y'all put all that stuff on that altar. Leave that stuff at that altar. Leave that stuff in this church. When you walking out that door, you walking into your what? New. Don't look back and be like Lot's wife and get stuck. Today is the day that you gathered yourself. You released and you let go. Therefore, change in you is going to bring about change in your life. It's okay to lose some things or some folk or some people. And guess what? You'll be losing more foolishness than you think. Did you hear what I say? Lose that old way of thinking, that mindset you got. Lose it. Lose that attitude. Lose that perspective. Lose all that stuff that did not benefit you this year and you know you don't need it. Lose it. Y'all should see all the trash bags I done thrown out over this last few weeks. I'm like, I'm tired of all that stuff. Giving away boxes and boxes of stuff. I'm tired. I'm losing it all. I don't care. Well, you ain't never, and that's new. I don't care. I'm making room. I'm making room. New. That's all I want in my life. Is new. I don't care how nobody's still acting and what they still saying. I'm going to approach it in a new way. I'm going to even allow my perspective to become new so that I won't fall back into that. Because I don't want to be that no more. I don't want to be that no more. And I'm talking as me as an individual. I'm accepting just what it is. The cross I bear or bear. Both. B-E-A-R and B-A-R-E. Baby, I'm an open book. It's okay. I ain't embarrassed and I ain't ashamed. I don't care about what nobody else. You, I wouldn't have told nobody that. Well, that's you. That. I wouldn't never did that. Okay, that's your choice. You. So if folk and people choose to be, then okay. I don't.
Of course. I just wanted to share a few things that I went through over this year. And I realized, and I had to come to the realization that religion is not Christianity.
It's not.
Religious is rules that are made by man. And we try to follow those rules, the simple reason because we trying to please somebody else. Then we lose control. Then we lose ourselves. So we have to go back and regroup. Because a lot of times when we've been and did it for so long, it gets even harder. And I'm just here to say I'm leaving all that in my past because it caused more hurt, more pain, unforgiveness, bitterness, jealousy, all of that. Because you're trying to live up to an expectation of someone else.
Is that the note?
So she accepted what the Lord said and accepting it in her life. She accepted the truth of what she say experienced. That experience is the best teacher. Ain't it? She accepted it. And in her accepting it, it's like a light bulb went off. She like, oh, that's why I lost myself, because I didn't want to lose that. That's why I'm about to lose my mind, because I was trying to do that. You see what I'm saying? Lord, the preacher ain't in vain. Because we got to embrace the simple truth. And you can very well embrace it by experiences in your own life. I tell y'all all my experiences, guess what? That's proven to y'all that I embrace some things. I understand some things that it may be able to help you to understand some things. And sometimes you just got, baby, you got to run. The son and daughters ran, but the wife said, well, you know, I got to look back at that thing because I don't want to lose it. Baby, don't lose yourself because you losing stuff. Or somebody. We gathering ourselves today, y'all. For real. It ain't. Didn't he say it? Because you still don't want to lose it. And every time you got to lose that negative thought, replace it with that positive thought. Because some people are trying to make it seem like that negative thought is a positive thought. They'll try to make it seem like you're doing something wrong when in actuality, is y'all getting it? Because the devil want to make it look like it's good so that you can stay in that bondage. That ball and chain you dragging, that chain, but a big old ball in a chain and it's wrapped around your leg. No, we care nothing else. Since we knew. She said, no. For real, because I just saw a ball and chain. You just be dragging it on alone. No, I'm losing all chains today. And my thoughts and my mind on my leg, my back probably won't ever hurt no more. All that. The cross we bear, the burdens we carry, it's all finished, done, the end, complete, case closed, chapter closed, next. I'm going to my next. I'm not looking back like Lot's wife. I don't care what happened or what did happen. Do you remember that? No. I can recall it, but I ain't trying to remember it. Did you hear me?
Thank you!
Because if I remember, it may alter my heart. But if I recall it, I done got past that thing. You know? No, I don't remember, but I can recall it. You, and I ain't trying to do that because that's going to make me look bad. Notice when you look bad, we are not an idol. O-W-L. Pronounce it for me. We not an idol. Did y'all hear what I say? Notice when we look back, what's turning? We almost got to turn our whole body around. I'm not turning around. You cannot, when you look back, now when you turn your head like this, you're looking over, right? But when you want to look back, what you got to do? Did you? When you looking back, you got to turn all the way. I ain't going back there. Now, anybody else want to go back there? Y'all can go back. Help yourself. I'm not. Did you hear me? Been there too long. I'm not looking, baby. I'm running for my life. I'm gonna be like Lot's wife. I'm gonna be like a Lot's daughter and him. Baby, I'm running for my life. Did you hear what I say? Cause they was running. They was specifically told, when you leave, hurry and don't look back. I don't know why I gotta look at you when I say that. Don't look back. Oh, you know why I'm looking at you? I'm just saying. Don't look back. Stop looking back. Because that rear view mirror is so big back there. But the division of it looking forward is small. Pay attention. You pressing towards that. You ain't looking back. Okay? We ain't looking back.
I'm going to play this song right now.
Because in me not looking back, I got some peace. And I ain't going to remember. And if you don't bring it up, I ain't going to recall it either. Now, how about that? Stop entertaining past stuff. People calling your phone and you talking into them. Stop entertaining past conversations. Because that's what conjure up all that old stuff that you keep asking God to get rid of, and it's hard as it is. No, I'm not finna relive that memory because I don't even remember what you say. Thank you for the peace, Lord. Thank you for the peace. Thank you for the peace. Anybody in envelopes, please raise your hand. We're going to get our tithes and our offering. Somebody gave me their offering during the week. I got to get it. Yeah. I hope it was something said on today that would encourage you guys that you would continue to press and that you would continue to bear your cross. That you know that God got greater for you. Please understand that. It's okay to lose some things, some people, some folks, some jobs. It's okay to lose because God will have greater for you. Believe that. Believe that. Thank you, Jesus. Let's hold them tithes and offering up in the air and give God back just what he gave unto us. I want to also tell you guys that we starting our children's church in January. So please bring your children. Tell somebody, because we want our kids to know that they can utilize the power that God put inside of them as well. Because a lot of kids is broken. A lot of kids is committing suicide. They're getting bullied. It's all kind of stuff that's going on that we think that children are not going through. But baby, let me tell you something. The Bible says, suffer not the little children to come unto me. For such is the kingdom of God. So we need to teach our children for real, for real. And I used to always say, I can't wait till we go to another building. To the baby, I'm starting here. I'm good. I'm starting right here. Right here. Let's hold them tithes and offering up in the air and give God back just what he gave unto us. Remember that we got our New Year's Eve celebration on Tuesday, y'all. It's Tuesday. It started at 10 o'clock. We will be here. God got a word for y'all. He done already done gave it to me. I can't wait for y'all to hear the prophetic word that he got for you guys. Please tell somebody, invite somebody, let somebody know. Tell them to change. Instead of going out to party and get a drink, tell them to come in here and party with us. They're going to eat. How about that? Let's hold these offering up in the air and give God back.